It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's disappointment around Fort Drum in upstate New York. The Pentagon yesterday announced that more than 3,000 soldiers won't be coming home this winter as planned. The 3rd Brigade of the Army's 10th Mountain Division will remain in Afghanistan until June. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
The welcome home signs have been up for weeks at Fort Drum. Families would be reunited after a long year. Nearby Watertown, a long, struggling industrial city, would be reborn as a thriving military community. Plans were underway for a big parade on Armed Forces Day.
Everyone's expectation was that between January and mid-March, we would see 6,500 soldiers approximately coming back home.
Carl McLaughlin directs the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization, a local group that bridges military and civilian lives here.
All of a sudden, we learn that half of them aren't going to be over there for another 4 months at least. That's a bit of a letdown.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates was in Afghanistan last week. Military officials there told him they need more troops because they anticipate a Taliban offensive when the snow thaws in the spring. So the Pentagon decided to keep 3,200 Fort Drum soldiers in the country for another 4 months. Fort Drum Garrison Commander David Clark had no shortage of sports metaphors for what he called the 10th Mountain Division's final surge in Afghanistan.
You sprint that extra last distance to the finish line. You sprint that extra distance to the goal line. You round third base with an extra vigor of making it to the home plate.
Some soldiers will really need an extra burst of energy. About 1,000 troops have already come home over the last month. Clark says about 150 of them will have to say goodbye again and hop a plane back to Afghanistan. Colonel Clark explained this to a packed room of families Wednesday night.
Good hard questions were asked, emotions were felt, but I think come the end of the evening as we walked out of there as a family, we were ready to move on.
The 10th Mountain has been the most deployed Army division since the 1990s, with tours in Kosovo, Bosnia, Somalia, as well as several stints in Iraq and Afghanistan. Soldiers and their families are used to approaching deployments with professionalism and inevitability.
Thank you.
It's a brisk, camouflage-clad lunch clientele at the Chinese buffet, just off post. Sergeant Jared Matthews goes to pay his bill. He says his duty in Iraq was extended 2 years ago.
They get extended. That's their job. So I know how they feel. I feel bad for them. I feel bad for the families, but with no ill will, I mean, it happens.
Spouses are also trained to weather these surprises. Lisa Fryan's husband, Todd, has served in Iraq.
You know, it's been lots of friends who are, you know, going through a rough day today. But, you know, they will rally around, as we always do. And they'll be just looking forward to June instead of February.
I would hate if that was me in their spot.
Specialist Nancy Ramirez and Christy Marcy are less able to find a bright side.
Come back and you got all this freedom, and then it turns out you got to go back a little while longer.
Just have the thought that you're going home, and then all of a sudden they tell you, nope, you're going back out again. You have to leave your family and say goodbye again. I don't know.
Marcy and Ramirez expect to ship out to Iraq in June, just as their fellow soldiers finally returned from Afghanistan. The Armed Forces Day parade will likely go on in May, but with so many comings and goings, it may be less celebratory than people had hoped. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.